Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
We'll be right back.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 7 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, we're back. 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Try to give you that weather update, but my system is not working yet. So therefore, we'll do that later on in the program. And also, we have the complete weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And I know that because I do both programs. How about that? Okay, Major League Baseball scores yesterday. Interleague play, Dodgers 3 and the Tigers zip. The Cubs 4 and the Blue Jays 3. The Twins 5 and the Diamondbacks zip. In the National League, the Pirates 6 and the Cardinals 4. The Reds 11 and the Braves 8. The Mets 8 and the Marlins 1. The Brewers 6 and the Rockies 3. Padres 3 and the Nationals 1, and the Phillies 12 and the Giants 9. In the American League, Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 3, Astros 3 and the A's zip, Cleveland 5 and the Royals zip, the Rangers 17 and the White Sox 7. Football game score. The Mariners 7 and the Rays 6. And the Angels 5 and the Orioles 1. In that Red Sox game, Nunez went 0 for 4. He's still hitting .345 with the Red Sox. Betts went 1 for 4. He's hitting .267. Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 4. He's hitting .276. Hanley Ramirez went 1 for 4. Hitting .248. Young went 0 for 3. He's hitting .239. Moreland came in, pinch hit, drew a walk. He's hitting .247 on the season. Bogaerts went 0 for 3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .277. Rafael Devers, 2 for 4, scored 2 runs with an RBI, hitting .364. Hit his ace home run of the year into the center field bleachers. Leon went 0 for 4 with an RBI. He's hitting .233. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 2 for 4 with an RBI, hitting .258. Red Sox seemed like they had a chance to really put some distance between themselves and the Yankees after winning the first game and having Chris Sale going in game number 2. Sale didn't pitch badly. But it wasn't a typical Chris Sale game. He went 7 innings, gave up 4 hits. 7 innings, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk. Struck out 9, 2.62 is ERA. He is 14-5 on the season. Bonds went an inning, gave up a hit, 3.45 is his ERA. Hembry came in, pitched a third of an inning, gave up a hit, 3.61 with ERA. Scott pitched a third of an inning, 3.68 ERA. Kelly pitched a third of an inning, gave up a walk, struck out 1, has a 2.50 ERA on the season. Like I said, we had a chance to really put some distance between ourselves and the Yankees, but we're back to 4 games ahead now, which is not bad. Baltimore has climbed up into third place. They are 9.5 games back. Tampa Bay and Toronto are holding down the final spots in the American League East. In the Central Division, Cleveland seems to be pulling away from Minnesota. Cleveland, both the Cleveland and Minnesota won yesterday. Minnesota is trailing by 6. Kansas City, the Royals lost. They're 7.5 back. Then there's Detroit and Chicago. Out west, Houston still has a major league lead over the LA Angels. 13 games. Seattle is actually 13 and I guess Los Angeles 14 games. Seattle is 13.5 games back. Then there's Texas and Oakland. Happened to Billy Ball. Everybody was, talking about Billy Ball, Billy Ball, Billy Ball, and they haven't won a thing under Billy Ball. Haven't even come close to winning anything under Billy Ball. Maybe the owners have made some money under Billy Ball, but that's about it. West Houston, like I said, is way ahead. Los Angeles, Seattle, Texas, and Oakland bringing up the rear. Billy Ball is not working, as far as I'm concerned. In the National League East, the Washington Nationals lost, but they are so far ahead of Miami, it won't make any difference. what do the Marlins do? The Marlins also lost, so they're still 14 games back. Then there's Atlanta, New York, and Philadelphia so far behind, they may be in the American Association before you know it. In Central Division, Chicago Cubbies are in a foot race with Milwaukee, St. Louis, and even Pittsburgh is still in the race. So, still too early to call. out west, the LA Dodgers, they're ahead of the whole world. They are in another league. Talking about going down to the American Association, they are in the league by themselves. A league of their own, I guess we could call it, right? And that's without their major pitcher, who's been out with a back injury for quite a while. Kershaw, 15-2 on the season, but he hasn't played in about 3 weeks. So, who needs him, right? Far, the Red Sox are concerned. Like I said, they had a chance to put some distance between themselves and the Yankees. And they still can get back to 5 games, but they had a chance to, you know, really put them away. But that hasn't happened, and it's probably not going to happen, unless even if we win today's game. Porcello is going against Gray. That's what I'm saying, Billy Ball. They get these young players, and then when they develop, they sell them off. So, you know, hey, that's why Billy Ball is, you know, Bully Ball. That's a concern. Anyway, Nunez didn't get a hit, but he's still hitting a solid .345. Rafael Devers, I said, got his 8th home run of the year. Also got another hit. He's hitting .364. And he scored 2 runs. His second run was on a single to left field, but he had it. He had it. He was going. And he had it made all the way. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit one, I believe, into left field. Oh, and got the RBI. But they didn't get enough hitting to support Chris Sale, who, like I said, this was a normal outing for any other pitcher. I guess we expect too much from Sale every time out, and that just is not going to happen all the time. And so, therefore, as someone has said, he hasn't pitched a bad game yet. And he could be, with the 4 losses, he could be 19-0. Really, if he's getting some hitting support in some of those games. But nevertheless, we're still in there. We go to Cleveland next for 3 games or 4 games. I'm not sure, but that's going to be a tough series. I think that we come back home. We got a couple of games, 2 or 3 games against Baltimore. And that's going to be tough. They're starting to play, and they've got the, we got the Red Sox-Baltimore rivalry going on. So that's not going to be an easy series. Machado, the last game I saw some stats on him, he was out of this world. So he's warming up, getting everything tuned up to face the Red Sox. Yeah, he went 3 for 5, what, 3 home runs, I think. 7 RBIs. Yeah, but he's only hitting .264. And I think, is he a free agent next year? If not, he only has 1 more year after that on his contract before he becomes a free agent. We'll see what happens with that. Okay, 420 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On that internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Darnley Brown, on this Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I will be back. Promise. We'll be right back.
Karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And also your friends here, the Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 425 is the Sounds of Praise. It's the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Football League. We don't pay much attention to the National Football League preseason scores. Neither do we pay much attention to Major League Baseball spring training scores. You know, like I said, they're meaningless generally. It's good for the results are meaningless. It's good for the management to see who's doing what to whom, and who's going to make the ball club and who's not going to. But as far as the overall scores are concerned, who can tell? But anyway, yesterday the Patriots lost 2 in a row. The sky is falling. Texans 27, Patriots 23. We lost now to Jacksonville. We lost to Houston. Houston, we have a problem. Not really. What the Patriots and Bill Belichick are doing is giving everybody a shot. The main thing is to go into those games and come out healthy. As far as I know, there were no serious injuries reported. At least not in the report that I saw. in the game, Brady went 6 for 9 passing for 67 yards and a touchdown. No interceptions. Garoppolo went 16 for 23, 145 yards passing, 1 TD and 1 interception. Brissett went 5 for 10 for 36 yards. Lewis had 7 catches out of the backfield for 34 yards. Bolden had 8 catches. I'm sorry. Lewis had 7 carries out of the backfield for 34 yards. Bolden, 8 carries for 33 yards. Foster, 6 carries for 23 yards. Burkhead, 7 carries for 20 yards. And Brissett, 2 carries for 2 yards. Foster had 4 catches for 52 yards and a TD. Burkhead, 3 catches for 50 yards and a TD. O'Shaughnessy, 5 catches for 41 yards. Carr, 3 catches for 31 yards. Lucien, 2 catches for 13 yards. Mitchell, 2 catches for 13 yards. Lewis, 1 catch for 9 yards. Washington, 1 catch for 9 yards. Cooks, 1 catch for 7 yards. Amendola, 1 catch for 6 yards. White, 1 catch for 4 yards. Hollister, 1 catch for 4 yards. And like I said, in these exhibition games, the most you can hope for is that nobody gets hurt. We've already lost our first round pick. He was a third or fourth round pick, but we lost Rivers with an ACL, and that happened in the preseason practices. That happened in the preseason practices with Houston, and it was a legitimate play. Nothing went wrong out there that you would say they loaded up on us or something like that. But no, it was just, you know, one of those football things. I keep forgetting my main player is not working. I gotta keep pushing the buttons here. Yeah, for my background music. They believe he's gonna be out for the season, and he was having a pretty good camp. The same thing could be said of Dietrich Wise, who is now not gonna be out for the season, I don't think, but he's under the concussion protocol. But yeah, Rivers was going to hopefully provide some depth for them at defensive end, and it looks like he's not going to do that this year. So there you go. That's the way it goes in football. Staying healthy as long as you possibly can is certainly going to be a major determination as to how well our season goes. That's why people were talking about 19-0. It's a nice preseason conversation. But, you know, the Patriots' goal is to win the big one, be there, and win the big one at the end of the year out there in Minnesota. Winning Super Bowl 52 rolls around. So, I didn't see a whole lot of the game, so I can't give you a lot of first-hand information. I think it's... Well, just a sign of how good the team could be if people are talking about Lewis being on the bubble. Lewis has had injury problems, but I don't think that... I think he has to be one of the... Of course, here again, we had that breakout year from White, so I guess they're looking for a lot more from him. And also, I'm saying we don't put much attention on preseason game, but Gronkowski didn't even play. Edelman didn't get a catch. So, that's not going to happen when the season starts. They're saving the big guys for the big games. And you hope, like I said, that nobody gets hurt. But that's part of the package when you play football at any level. You know, injuries are going to occur. You hope that you have enough backups so that you can overcome them. But the Patriots might be looking for outside help. They'll probably gonna be looking to see who gets cut when the teams cut down their rosters. And also, I understand that Dwight Freeney, who played for Atlanta in the Super Bowl last year, Mario Williams, who never really lived up to his first pick in the draft status, but he's available. Paul Kruger, during his Raven days, all restricted free agents. So, as things go along, that they might bring in any one or two of these people to see if they can shore up the defensive end position. And it'll be interesting to see if they have anything left in the tank, if they bring them in, how well they can perform. That would be, an extra bit of gravy, because these are, you know, fairly big name players at the end of their career who are not going to cost you a whole lot of money, but who will probably jump over hoops, you know, to be able to play for the Patriots and get a chance at a Super Bowl. None of them, I don't believe, have Super Bowl rings, although maybe Kruger with the Ravens might have one. But Williams, I know, and Freeney, I know, have not. So, therefore, we'll see. 4:33 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Just a kid.
I'm six.
I'm nine.
I'm four and a half.
And I've got asthma.
You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
And I know that you want to do all that you can do to help me.
But you might not know
about all the different stuff that can make me have an asthma attack.
Or all the simple things you can do to fight my asthma.
You can fight it with a bear.
You can fight it with a duck.
You can fight it with a wrench.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off rubber duckies and fix leaks to get rid of mold.
Cause mold can start my asthma attacks too.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thanks for doing all you can to help me out.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
And also by your friends here at Sounds of Praise in a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:38 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 9636. Okay, where are we going from here? Like I said, I did not see all of the Patriots game. Reason being, I had to go to bed until I can get up to do the program today. But, like I said, my reports that I was able to get, I had problems with my computer today. But anyway, I did get some information. I got the scores and all the other things that I mentioned earlier in the program. But as far as I know, there were no injuries, significant injuries coming out of the game yesterday. And that was good. Very good. And in the 2 or 3 days of walkthroughs with the Houston Texans, excuse me, one very interesting thing came out of that. And that was the fact that when Marcus Cannon was lined up against J.J. Watt, Cannon dominated. And I guess Watt was a little frustrated because he was doing double spin moves and everything else, trying to get away from Cannon. And finally, when he moved inside, he started, had his own way off the center and the guards on the inside there by that tackle. Cannon was able to hold his own. And that's very interesting because I remember reading a story about Cannon when he was in college. And this was prior to being diagnosed with his cancer situation. I don't know what he was lifting, but he broke the record for whatever he was lifting, however he was lifting it, at the school. He broke the record, some enormous amount of weight. And he wanted to go even further, and the coach decided, no, we don't want you to get hurt. This was just a phenomenal amount of weight. And they said, okay, you hold the record, that's enough. Don't worry about, extending it any further. And then when he had the cancer situation, I guess a lot of teams backed off of him, but naturally the Patriots saying, hey, if he is able to overcome this, we've got a player. In his first year, he played, he was just recuperating, coming back from the treatment for the cancer, and obviously was not at his best. In his second year, Skarnecchia had retired. So, we never really saw what he could do. But the Patriots saw enough of him to give him a major contract where he is one of the highest paid offensive linemen in the league. And the Patriots just don't throw away money. And then with Skarnecchia back last year, he really came into his own, improved his technique using all the different skill methods that Skarnecchia was able to pass on to him. And people are saying, who've seen him play this year thus far, of course, like I said, this is just preseason, that he looks like he is a Pro Bowl player. We can take that. We can do well with that. We want to give Tom Brady all the protection that we could possibly give him. Nate Solder did not play. He had not played. And that's another key cog, because from what I understand, Winston Merciless was unmerciful against LeAndrian Waddle and whoever else was up against him in the walkthroughs and everything else, workouts. But hopefully we're going to get Solder back at one tackle and Cannon at the other tackle, and we should be in pretty good shape as far as protecting Tom Brady and opening up holes for the running game. So that's going to be interesting to watch, to see what takes place there. Like I said, you can't tell too much from the preseason, but especially when you get guys like Gronkowski and Edelman, who did not play. If Edelman did play, he didn't get any catches. I know Gronkowski did not play. And Cooks only had one catch for 7 yards. and Hogan and Amendola had one catch for 6 yards. I don't know if Hogan played, but anyway, our passing attack I think is going to be awesome. I for one had hoped that they had kept LeGarrette Blount, but it didn't work out as far as he and the Patriots were concerned. And I think they think that they're going to get a lot out of Gillislee, who is nursing a hamstring, and Burkhead. Like I said, Burkhead had 7 carries for 20 yards, 3 carries for 50 yards, 3 catches rather for 50 yards, and a touchdown. So, we'll see. Gillislee, and there are a lot of running backs. So, we're going to wait and see what happens. And there's a lot of wide receivers as well. 4:44 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Before we move off the Patriots and football, Harvey Lange, who was an undrafted rookie from BYU, who also played all over the place, I understand, during his college and high school career, even at running back, he may get a shot at defensive end. So I don't know how he did yesterday, that's one other possibility that they're throwing out there. Okay, 4:45 is the WMFO Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. Like I said, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Hey, are you turning away free money? You are if you're not taking advantage of a retirement saving plan.
Do you know how much income you're going to need to maintain your standard of living after you retire?
If you're living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to get by, how can you begin preparing for your retirement?
So put some gold into your golden years. If your company offers a pension plan, or if you qualify for an IRA, then use it.
It's never too late to make a big difference in how well you're going to live. Do it now.
Call 1-800-998-7542.
Because saving matters.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:48 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I don't believe that I gave you the, I gave you the one WNBA score that I have from last night. In the WNBA last night, the Wings 90 and the Dream 86. I don't believe those scores affected the standings any. Dallas is 14 and 16. In Atlanta is 10 and 20. They are both probably out of the playoff race. In the Western Conference, Minnesota 22 and 5, LA 21 and 8. And in the East, Connecticut 18 and 10, and they have clinched playoff positions. So there, we'll see if there are any major changes in the standings as we go into the final weeks of the WNBA before we go into the playoffs. Okay, what else? I was going to look at my... Oh, okay. Before we look at that, Boston Celtics are going to retire Paul Pierce's number on February the 11th in a game against the Cavaliers. You know that is going to be a sold-out affair. And it's going to be televised by ABC. So, Paul Pierce is going to be up there in the rafters. And I can say that he deserves it. Not only a scorer, but won the MVP award in their championship year. And so therefore, hey, congratulations to Paul Pierce. And it's going to be interesting to see whether the Celtics are going to retire Kevin Garnett's number, since he never won anything with Minnesota. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they would consider retiring Kevin Garnett's number, Ray Allen, who knows, who else. even though Ray Allen has fallen out of favor with the other Celtics, I don't think he's fallen out of favor with the fans here. I think they all appreciated him. And so, we'll see what happens there. Okay, 4:51 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. With Donnie Brown, we're talking sports here. Virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We've got to do some technical stuff here in the studio. I've been goofing off. And so, therefore, I'll be back. We'll talk some more Celtics when I come back. How about that? Well, I got all my technical stuff done, but by that time, the program is over. 4:59 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Putting the wraps in this edition of the August the 20th, 2017 edition. Inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have one of our favorite genres coming up. Gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. And I had so much applause last week when I announced that I know all the listeners out there are going to be tickled pink in today's program. So you stay tuned for great gospel music. Back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. when we get back into more sports talk. Love to get you involved.